Matt Deegan of Folder Media. We've just had the conference there. Successful programming strategies for a digital platform. Is digital platforms the home of the niche?
I think it can serve niche really well. I mean, I think it's easy to think digital is something different from the mainstream. It's all about what consumers use. If someone lives in a completely digital world and they're going to get everything that way, whether that's Radio 2 or Fun Kids, it definitely gives opportunities to new broadcasters. You know, FM is great if you have an FM license. And you're not going to put niche formats on FM because it's a great way to reach lots of people. So with digital, so for example, Fun Kids is on DAB in London. There is no way we would ever be on analog radio in London. Even if I somehow won an FM license in a poker match with Ashley Tabor, I would probably put a different radio format on that frequency before I got to kids. But what it does do is we can be very specific. People know what we are because it's in our name. So we're very Ron Seale in that case. If someone wants to turn on a tap and get kids' content on their radio, they only have one choice, which is us, which we like, and then they can listen to what we do.
How surprised were other people when you were successful with Fun Kids, and maybe even yourself?
When we bought it, our idea was to use it as a shop window to the kinds of things we can do, so we could sell that expertise to other clients, and we do that. However, it's taken on a life of its own. It's a profitable part of our business. It is a multi-platform mini kids brand, and it will grow every year. I think people were surprised because independent digital radio stations haven't necessarily done very well, and I think that's sometimes because their ambition is bigger than their skills to be able to deliver that. And I would put myself in that category as well, because you've got to be very focused. There isn't huge amounts of money. You know, we're not going to be retiring to Acapulco anytime soon, but it's profitable because we keep an eye on the costs, and we've reinvented how we make the radio station. And this is what we learned. We learned it the sort of the hard way. Think about what comes out of the speakers and what you need to do to make that. So Fun Kids is completely automated, though you would never know as a listener. And I totally stand by that. Everybody thinks it's a live radio station. And that gives us huge amounts of flexibility with Fun. Huge amounts of flexibility. So our presenters have keys to the studio and access to a Google map. And if they want to record their show at 10 p.m. on a Sunday for the whole of the next week, we give them the tools so they can do that. And provided they do a great job, they can continue to do it that way. That means we've got a studio that's not in use 24 hours, so we can use it for other things. And that's like a very small example of the thinking very differently to what a radio station is. It doesn't have to be left for programming, right for sales, past that reception desk where there used to be somebody. All of that kind of stuff. Don't have to think about it that way. Just think what comes out of the speakers.
In your other hat, you obviously talk about social media a lot in radio, and certain bugbears that people have, and bugbears I've heard you've had in other podcasts and things you've written as well. Give us two or three of those bugbears that you should not do as a radio station.
Shit memes. I mean, Jesus, shit memes. we always, memes are fine.
Obviously, they're not fine, you're saying.
They were email forwards in the 90s, weren't they? And they've just evolved to be on Facebook. I don't mind an amusing cat with a slogan on whatever. What really drives me mad is when radio stations decide that their pure reason for existing on Facebook is to put other people's shitty cat memes on their sites. Like, if you want to be meme driven, fine, make your own stuff, make sure it's got your own logo on, it sells your actual brand position for your radio station, whether that's being smooth or being hit music or being whatever. But it's just lazy and it's arrogant. It's arrogant that you think, hey, we can say that we've got all this like social interaction. It's like, no, you've just put some other people's content on. Yes, you'll have a big Facebook friends talking about number. So what? Doesn't make you any money. All it does is generate page views for Mark Zuckerberg. Have it, if you're going to use social, have it doing a job. Then that can be drive listening, drive to the website, grow your position, whatever it is, like just make sure it has a reason. And even the occasional funny, really funny cat meme is fine, but make it occasional, not 20 times a day. And
also, you're talking about once every two or three years, obviously.
Whatever, but the ones that really get me are the ones where you can sometimes see other radio station branding on, and they haven't looked close enough as they nick it off a station in Australia or whatever, and it's like you've screen grabbed that from your iPhone and have uploaded it in the wrong aspect ratio and you can still see the Today FM logo on. You should be ashamed of yourself, and you should have your password taken away from you.
Matt, I think you're going to have to go and rinse your face off there with some cold water. Thank you for that.
Cheers.